Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Mike Elamid for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. We are joined right now on the phone by Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on. We're doing great. We're just a few days away, and we're hitting it hard on the final stretch here.
Well, first of all, I want to say happy anniversary, and I please want you to give my best to Claudia for allowing you to do this interview on your 35th anniversary.
You know, Mike, when we got married 35 years ago, it's my mother's birthday today. That's the reason I picked this date. It took a while for Claudia to figure that out. But
that way you wouldn't forget the date. That was very smart
exactly.
of you.
She gave me four dates. I picked this one immediately, and about 2 weeks later she said, I know why you picked. That's your mother's birthday. And I said, well, of course, I'm no dummy. But why would you have thought 35 years ago we'd be 1 week out from a gubernatorial election? You'd have never dreamt that. You know my story. It's just an amazing life that we're here and at this moment today, and we're very grateful and humbled to be here today.
You know, I was just talking to a lady the other day who her husband is running for state rep out in St. Charles, and I said, God love you for being the wife of a candidate or the husband of a candidate, because you've got to have a special type of patience if you're willing to be that spouse and come along on that journey. And you've been running for governor for, 2 years, it feels like. And she's been at your side pretty much every time that I've seen you out. She's been right there with you.
Well, I'm very lucky to have Claudia. You know, the Sinclair family introduced us on a blind date there in St. Louis at a Cardinal game. So she's definitely, and it's. I've got a little bit of a complex because people really like her more than me as we go out and about, but I guess I can't quite blame them. But she's all in. She knows how important this election is to our state and, quite frankly, nationally to our country. Her dad's an entrepreneur, a young business guy that started out with nothing and built a business. She's been with me every step of the way as we've built several of our own businesses, creating jobs, and she understands that that's at risk. We've got to make sure that future generations, our kids and now our grandkids, our oldest daughter just announced she's going to have our first grandbaby. So it's really important that we make sure there's an environment that government stays out of your way and lets Missourians do what they do best, and that's deploy capital, create jobs, and build businesses. That's what I've done all my life, and I want to take that same experience to the state capitol for all Missourians.
You know, I hear the Democrats out there saying this whole democracy is on the ballot, and I would probably say I think the American dream is really on the ballot. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We have really been fortunate to live the American dream, but quite frankly, you and I both know hundreds, maybe thousands, as I've traveled the state, of Missourians who have a similar story that I have. And that's what we're all about as a country and as a state. And that's what can never be left alone. It has to be, the environment has to be where that dream continue to be had by whether it's a young kid from North St. Louis City like myself from Baden and Walnut Park, or somebody from Lewis County or McDonald County or Worth County in all corners of the state. We got to make sure that Missourians know this is a great place to live and work. We're a conservative Christian state, and we need to make sure we do the best of that so that American dream can continue to stay alive for generations to come.
You know, we were playing a piece of audio earlier from Steve Kornacki, who's the guy who watches all the numbers for NBC, and he was talking about how things have been trending positive Donald Trump, and how Donald Trump is continuing to close well. And I heard him when he was doing his speech at Madison Square Garden. And one of the first things he led with was, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And using that Ronald Reagan litmus test. And I think it's pretty safe to say for the majority of Americans, the answer is no, I'm not better off than I was there. So thinking about with a week left to go and a week from tomorrow is when we're going to be wrapping this whole thing up. I'm sure your family is probably going, thank God we got a week left to get this thing done. What is the Mike Kehoe closing message as you go through this last week?
Well, it's that, you know, nationally, I tell people all the time who say, well, we're not sure what to do. I say, tell me what you paid for a 2x4 for milk, for anything from 16 to 20 and what you paid for that from 20 to 24. The decision in my mind is clear. Donald J. Trump is the right choice for our country. And for our state, we've talked about it a bunch of times. I'm going to be the crime governor. We are going to make sure that we don't coddle criminals, that we're going to put them in jail. I want it tougher to be a criminal than it is a cop. And in some of our major metropolitan areas, Mike, we've seen the opposite of that. And we want to make sure that we get crime under control, because if we keep our neighborhoods safe, then we're going to have businesses grow. We're going to have businesses invest. We're going to give opportunities for people to live that American dream. And so that's going to be our economic solution as well. Crime is first, tax policy is second, education reform is third, and then agriculture and growing our number one industry and our family-owned farms across the state has got to be what I'm all about. And I have an experience in all of those areas, as you know, from growing up in North St. Louis City to now in a very rural life, first-generation cattle farmer for 40 years. Raised by a law enforcement family, not only in North St. Louis, but then by Mr. Sinclair, who was the cop's cop and was just part of the law enforcement family. We believe that my experience in all of these kind of different areas is what will make us qualified to get our state continue to go in the right direction and have more opportunities for Missouri families as we move forward.
You know, we started off today by having Kurt Barr on, who's the election authority director out in St. Charles County. And the big thing that we've been seeing is the line to vote at early voting at the election authority actually comes back Highway 79 and out onto Interstate 70. And the line has been continuous from the time voting started until the time voting ends. The line is there. People are excited to get out and cast their vote today. What do you think is really driving that passion to go vote right now?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And man, St. Charles County is rocking it, by the way. I think you've seen the number. They had to come up with an estimate of what they thought was early voting 2 or 3 months ago. They said, well, about 10%. I think today they said we're going to revise that estimate to 25%.
Yeah.
Seeing that across the state. Since early voting opened, I've been to Kansas City, to Springfield, to Taney County, to southeast Missouri, certainly central Missouri. We're hearing the same story everywhere we go, that people are excited. They're in the courthouses. They're in their voting precincts that they can go early vote at. There's lines. There's not, you know, a bunch of people upset because they're waiting or whatever. They're enthused. They're around the block because they're enthused. They know that our future is on the ballot this time. A wide open borders that we have with immigration, you know, just there's some insane things going on in this country that we need to make sure we protect with our freedoms. And I'm seeing these type of excitement levels from one end of the state to the other on the early voting, and I couldn't be happier.
What do you think is going to be the best way to drive people to the polls? I mean, we've seen this, and I think the early voting, you have a bunch of people that are excited, like we've talked about. Do you think that's going to continue on Election Day? Like, do you think you're going to see that excitement of people getting out there to the polls?
I really do, because you and I have been around elections several times in our life. And what do we hear every 4 years, Mike? We hear, this is the most important election of your life. And I think each time we got to one of those four-year presidential elections, there was triggering events that definitely made that true. But think about now. Think about the wide open borders. Think about inflation. Think about crime. Think about the things that the current administration in D.C. has just let go spiraling out of control, and what the future might look like if we don't get that in control. In Missouri alone, a number one killer of 18 to 44-year-olds is fentanyl. That's all coming across from the southern border. It's made in China. It's deadly, and it's killing Missourians. And so these policies are affecting Missouri as much as anywhere else. And I maintain the states are the last right of defense. You have to have strong governors in these states to protect yourselves from sometimes federal overreach. And in case we don't have the right change in administration in D.C., Missouri needs to make sure that we have somebody that understands what common sense leadership is all about.
You know, one of the things that I've found surprising is the lack of signs that I have seen out and about for other statewide races. I was telling Sue and Ethan, I was just back in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, this weekend for my 40th high school reunion. And as I was driving down Interstate 44, I saw Mike Kehoe everywhere. Your signs were all over the place. But I was amazed to see, I didn't see a lot of other political signs, and the landscape looks kind of harsh. How do you think the other statewide races are going to go for Attorney General and Secretary of State and the other offices that we have up?
We have some great candidates on our statewide. We have, you know, David Wassinger is Lieutenant Governor, good St. Louis guy. He and Colleen, his wife, are out there working hard. Denny Hoskins, he and his wife, Michelle, are out there working hard for Secretary of State. Andrew Bailey, who's just a rock star. I hope that I'm successful, because if I am, I'd love to have Andrew Bailey as my attorney. Who wouldn't want an Army tank commander that served under General McMaster as their attorney?
There you go.
Vivek Malik, you want to hear a story that's the right way of coming into this country, working hard and succeeding? Look at Vivek Malik's story. It's amazing. And so we've got some great folks out there. Josh Hawley's out there working hard. I think he'll prevail, and I'm very optimistic about what Missourians will do for our future next Tuesday and what they are doing now by early voting. It's exciting, and you can feel the excitement in the air. I had lunch with Farmer Senator Roy Blunt today, and we talked about this, and the amount of energy that we have in volunteers from one end of the state to the other that are putting those signs up, Mike, on their own. It's just amazing the friendships and relationships we built, and how many people really understand what's at stake in this election. And I really hope that we continue to get people out in early vote, and then we just swamp the polls on November 5th and go from the top of the ballot down and vote Republican.
So what's your plan for this last week? What are you doing to close the week out? Your travel plans around the state?
I agreed to make my wife dinner for our wedding anniversary, but she's actually cooking as we speak. So I got off of that one, because the best thing I know how to make are fried eggs, and she wasn't excited about that. But tomorrow, to answer your question, we're in St. Louis, several meetings up there, several meetings there on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll be back in Jefferson City. Friday, we're in Springfield, Neosho, and Joplin. Saturday, we're in Pineville and McDonald County. Then Mount Vernon in Lawrence County, and then Waynesville and Pulaski County. And then we're doing a fly around, and we'll get more information out for people to see that, to do rallies at airports in Cape Girardeau, Springfield, Kansas City, and Cassville, Missouri, down in the southwest corner on Monday, the day before the election. So I think Roy asked me today, how many more events do you have? I said, I think it's 22.
Wow.
And if we hit all of those, and if we get all of those done, Mike, we will have done, I remember we did 235 in 10 weeks leading up to the primary. Between the primary and the general, we'll have done another almost 8,000 miles, and I think 243 events. So we're going to try to set a new record here.
Well, it feels like you have, and I'm sure the bus is almost covered with signatures at this point.
Oh, it's covered from one end to the other. We were in Kirksville the other day, and a nice family, super nice family. I'm talking to mom and dad. The kids were on the driver's side of the bus, and man, do they color. They put their names on there bigger than Dallas, and it was a lot of fun. The parents, of course, were very embarrassed. I'm like, hey, it's good. We love it. We love young people getting involved in this. So we've had a lot of fun with that, and it's been a good sign of hope for people to understand that there's brighter days ahead of us, and voting Republican and this time around in Missouri is really going to continue to lead us in a great direction.
Well, this is probably going to be the last time that I'm going to have the opportunity to talk to you on the radio before election night, so I wish you all the best, and I really appreciate you always making time for us at 97.1, and please give my best to Claudia, and happy anniversary to you.
I will. 97.1's been great to me. So is Mark. We're going to try to be on with Mark the day after the election. I told Fred he might not want me if we don't win, but hopefully we'll be talking to you guys the day after in that station. So thank you for your friendship, and thanks, St. Louis. You've been great to me. I'm your homeboy, and I just can't tell you how humble it is to represent St. Louis in the statewide election.
Well, safe travels, and we'll talk to you election night.
Thank you, buddy.
That is Lieutenant Governor Mike Keough, the Republican nominee to be the governor of the state of Missouri. It's just nice when people are willing to make the time.
Yes.
And I swear to you, being the wife of a candidate, there is a special place in heaven for you that you're willing to put up with all that, because so many people are pulling on your spouse's time.
Yeah.
And you've got to be willing to go along with that and be willing to share. And Claudia has been fantastic at doing that. Someone else who's done that for years and years is Steve Ellman's wife, Jean, who's put up with that since he's been running for the state rep. And we are going to talk to County Executive Steve Ellman on the other side. It's Mark Reardon Show. My name is Mike Elaman for Mark today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.